16-year-old Joseph is one of the many children working at the Dandora dump site. He has been here since January, when he left school because his family could not afford his school fees. He's lucky if he makes 200 shillings, or about $2.40 per day, from the items he finds to resell.
Yeah, it is difficult, but we have no other ways. We live here because nowhere else to go.
People eat food directly from the dump, as well as reselling it to residents of nearby slums.
Because it has food, and people get their livings. Before stealing, they come here, they eat, they go home.
Although it provides short-term satiation, this food poses many health risks, in part because of the hazardous materials with which it comes into contact. James Bwop operates a rehabilitation center near Dandora to encourage children to stay in school instead of scavenging and doing drugs.
The dump sites, even there are some pigs which are walking around there, dogs are being thrown there, even things coming from hospitals, because that is the area where everything inside the Nairobi is being thrown there. So it is a very dangerous place.
The UN Environment Program conducted a study of the dump site in 2007. It found that workers are exposed to a toxic mix of plastic, rubber, lead paint treated wood, and even some chemical and hospital waste. Dr. Jeroge Kimani was the principal investigator for the study.
So it generally affects them, whether from bacterial infections, whether from parasitic infections, whether from environmental toxicants, it does affect them in a big way.
These problems are particularly detrimental for children who dig through this sludge without proper hand or foot protection.
And these kids, their systems are still developing. So the long-term effect of this exposure starts taking shape right from the time they are young, which is the biggest problem.
Because the Nairobi River flows by the dump site and is used to irrigate crops, it's not just the scavengers who are harmed. Eric Wilson is the acting chairman for Folks Vision Kenya, a group helping young people in Dandora.
There's a lot of vegetables being grown there, and these vegetables ends up in markets, various markets, sensitive spots around Nairobi, which people buy without knowing where it has come from.
If the city council goes through with plans to move the dump, Nairobians hope that better regulations and procedures are put into place this time. But for Joseph and so many others who depend on the dump for their livelihoods, they'd rather it stay here. Jill Craig for VOA News, Nairobi. Okay.